I have seen the news reports about cases of death and lung disease in the US. Should I be concerned? Following the reported deaths and diseases in the US linked to vaping in 2019, there has been considerable public concern about the safety of vaping products. The deaths in the US occurred in very specific circumstances. Mainly young men who used THC, cannabis, containing liquids in their devices. Subsequently, a specific additive, vitamin E acetate, has been identified as a likely cause of the e-cigarette or vaping product-associated lung injury, EVALI. The situation is very different in the UK. Unlike the US, e-cigarettes containing nicotine on sale in the UK are regulated by the MHRA and are not allowed to contain cannabis or ingredients derived from cannabis or vitamin E acetate oil. Current guidance to smokers continues to be that vaping is far less harmful than smoking tobacco. I have heard of the term popcorn lung and its associations with vaping. What is this? The name comes from a group of popcorn factory workers who developed the condition due to breathing in diacetyl, was used as flavoring in popcorn. The condition can happen after an infection that has damaged the lungs, or after breathing in particular chemicals that irritate the lungs and cause damage. Some e-liquids used to contain diacetyl, and possibly do still contain this ingredient if purchased from outside the UK or from an unregulated source. In 2016, the UK banned diacetyl in e-liquids under the Tobacco Products Directive, TDP. Therefore, our clients can be reassured that if e-liquids are bought from a regulated source, they should not contain diacetyl. I am worried about vaping more than I used to smoke. Any advice? Some people worry that they vape more often than they smoked. Clients should be reassured as research suggests that vapers will regulate nicotine levels, often needing to use a vape more than they would have smoked, to get the right amount of nicotine to satisfy cravings and withdrawal symptoms. The nicotine in e-liquids in the UK is regulated and also capped at a maximum strength, and gradual titration is encouraged. The way nicotine is delivered is lower and slower in comparison to cigarettes. For this reason, people often graze with vaping. Surely vapes are harmful as they contain nicotine. 4 out of 10 smokers and ex-smokers wrongly think nicotine causes most of the tobacco smoking-related cancer, when evidence shows nicotine actually carries minimal risk of harm to health. Although nicotine is the reason people become addicted to smoking, it is the thousands of other chemicals contained in cigarette smoke that causes almost all of the harm. E-cigarette vapor does not contain tar or carbon monoxide, two of the most harmful elements in tobacco smoke. It does contain some chemicals also found in tobacco smoke, but at much lower levels.